Top 40 Radio. For years, it's dominated America's ears the way an overbearing mother dominates her child, with tight playlists, frequent contests, and a large male staff. Peter Tork and Mickey Dolenz.
Albert came to us and asked, how do you get a top 40 hit?
We both laughed.
Yeah, right. I said, look, Albert, you can't really sing.
You can't play guitar.
You know, you've got no top 40 skills. Why don't you try to make one of those gimmick records?
One of those flying saucer things where they use pieces of all the big hits and then write some dumb story around them.
Well, Albert waltzed into my office one day.
Superstar lawyer David Braun.
And he gave me this idea that he had for building this story around gold records. I hated to be the one to prick that balloon, but I had to point out to him that the problem was enormous. He'd had to get releases from the artists, permission from the record companies, mechanical licenses from the publishers, and even after he got all those things, it would cost him a fortune in royalties. And I said, Albert, for what this thing's gonna cost you, you might as well go out and make your own
gold records. And he thought he was joking, but that's exactly what I did. And I'll tell you something, the whole outer space concept is so freaky, it's so far out, I really don't think top 40 stations are even gonna realize these aren't so-called real hits. And whatever royalties this thing does earn, at least the checks are gonna be coming to a Mr. A. Brooks and not some schmuck I don't even know.